dialing 800 numbers or waiting on hold to talk to someone.
State Farm of Wahpeton and Breckenridge.
Your local insurance team.
All right, time to find out what's going on in the land of green and white. Sitting in for Christy Sullivan today, Courtney over in the Breckenridge School System. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning.
Please tell me you're staying warm over there.
You know what? It is a little chilly here in the office, but, you know, it's what we got to deal with, especially this time of year. Well, so I have a feeling we're going to be having a lot of indoor recess this week.
Absolutely. Well, you've got you kind of full plate going on over there in the school system. What's happening this week?
We do. We've got a lot of winter sports and activities going on this week. Today, we've got 9th grade B-Squad and varsity boys basketball at Park Christian, a varsity wrestling triangular versus Fargo South and Grand Forks Red River. And then we also have a 5th grade band concert going on tonight at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we have something 8th grade boys basketball versus Fergus Falls at home. B-Squad and varsity girls basketball versus Park Christian. Girls varsity hockey versus Morris. And boys JV and varsity hockey at Detroit Lakes. And then on Thursday, 7th and 8th grade boys basketball at Holly. Varsity wrestling duel at Fargo Davies. Girls varsity hockey at Long Prairie. And boys JV and varsity hockey versus Kitson Central. On Friday, to end out our week, we've got gymnastics varsity invitational at Fargo, and they're going against Davies North and South. B-Squad and varsity girls basketball at Grand Forks, and 9th grade B-Squad and varsity boys basketball at Holly. And then on Saturday, we have both our boys and girls varsity hockey at Worthington. So busy week here, and hopefully we can all stay warm.
Well, and you know, they always say the busier you are, the quicker the time goes. Can you believe that we're over halfway through the school year? I mean, is that's it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, we, you know, just recently started a new quarter here, and it's almost February in just a couple days, and starting off some exciting things coming in February with I Love to Read Month, and we just finished out Para Educators Recognition Week last week, so we're going to be recognizing a lot of great people in our community, in our school, over the next couple months. So really excited to do that too.
Looking forward to getting all the information on that. Courtney, thank you so much for sitting in for Christy today. Stay warm over there, and we'll talk again next Monday, okay?
You too. You have a great rest of your day.
All right. That is Courtney over at in the Breckenridge School System. We do Breckenridge School News Mondays at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Time once again for Point of Law. That is brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wahpeton.
Is a private eye responsible if his mistaken report causes a wife to leave her husband? The court turned a legal eye on this unusual question in the case of the hard-hearted husband. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law. Melvin Baker was a retired police officer who became a private investigator. As he told his wife, his experience made up for his slight limp and his slight loss of hearing.